Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we have an amazing guest. We have Olga Karipetanova. She's a creator, creative producer, and showrunner from the Ukraine. And she's the creator of the new preschool animation series called Brave Bunnies. Let's welcome Olga to the show. Hi, Olga.
Hello, Marilyn. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so happy to be with you today.
Yeah, it's amazing to have you. I'm so excited. And you're actually, you're Russian, you said, right?
No, you know, so I have a family name from Russia, but actually I'm from Kyiv, Ukraine, and now I'm half across the world and in Europe, in Kyiv.
Okay, so how do you say your last name correctly? Because I want our audience to know. Can you pronounce it for me?
Yeah, it's a challenging. Olga Karipetanova. This is the right pronunciation.
Okay, great. Well, we're so happy to have you. And obviously, you are recording with me live today from the Ukraine, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a quite time difference. So it's an amazing, lovely summer evening here.
Okay, so it's evening for you. It's a summer evening for you. And we're heading towards our July when we're recording this. We're almost getting ready for our big American 4th of July. So I just want to ask you, Olga, so you're in Ukraine. Oh, did you start watching movies as a little girl? Was there a favorite film of yours growing up?
Oh, it's a tricky question, actually, because, you know, when I was a child, it was the last year of Soviet Union. And can you imagine that in that period, it was no foreign shows on TV channels, no animation series. And in my childhood, I had nothing about golden era of Hollywood, Star Wars or cartoon movies. But I remember my amazement when in my teens, the first time I saw the Disney cartoon Winnie the Pooh. Not so many people from abroad knew that we have a Soviet version variant of that. And in that version, Marilyn, there is no Robin at all. And Winnie the Pooh is so different from the Disney one. So that it's really hard to imagine that it's something, some connection between these two characters. And for example, Winnie the Pooh from my childhood, this is adult character who is speaking with a deep, charismatic male adult voice. And can you imagine it's now Robin, adult Winnie the Pooh? And for sure, the old stories has a different perspective. I remember that from that period, I reread the book and start to think in how many different way the initial idea could be interpreted in animation or feature films. And you know what, I think that at that moment my creative producer was born inside of me, you know, from surprise from the Winnie the Pooh to compare that versions. And you know, so this is the story.
So your Winnie the Pooh was more like, hey, I'm Winnie the Pooh, more like that.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I can share the link if you like. If somebody will be interested, I share the link. And it's really a little bit absent-minded, but still adult person, you know. So it's like with charismatic, deep female male voice.
It's like, and here, how is it like, hi? Because Winnie the Pooh has like the hyper tiger Tigger and all the piglet. Hi, piglet. Hi, everybody. So yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we have no tiger at all as well in this show, you know, so no Robin and no tiger.
No tiger.
So that was no tiger as well.
Did you have a piglet?
You know, so I feel that they kept animals which were really useful for that part of territory. Now that we have no tiger in our reality, so they decide that we don't need it. And maybe the Robin was not typically Soviet boy, you know, so I don't know, you know, so I don't know the reason why they changed the story. But in my childhood, I was really surprised. And of course, you know, when in my teenage I saw all that, you know, so at the same time, I suddenly realized that there is a Star Wars. This is plenty of cartoon movies. You know, I was really exciting for me. It was like, oh my God, this is another reality. I love everything. But from other hand, you know, so it's really great to see that how it's possible to see so different perspective. You know, sometimes in creative, it helps me, you know, to find completely not usual angles, how to see on the original idea. So,
wow. Yeah. Yeah, I've got a couple bears. Like I, you probably know by now, everyone knows by now, I have Enchanting Book Readings in my podcast. It's hit number one around the world. Russia, I haven't hit number one in Russia yet, I don't think. But we have like lots of bears on there, like Mr. Button's Magical Adventures, and we have Jack the Bear and Golden here. So we love the bears. So I want to ask you. So you saw Winnie the Pooh, and was there any other film that you were able to watch? Was there any Criterion movies that you know? Because there's a lot of Russian movies in Criterion Collection. Amazing directors.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, I love, you know, so definitely we have completely different style of animation, and it's really exciting, you know, so, and the same for the feature films. But, you know, so if I will share that, I'm afraid that nobody will understand me, you know, so it's, we need a background, you know, for that. But it's really great to have a different perspective, you know, so it's like, because Soviet style culture was very different one, you know, so, but at the same time, I still have this feeling on the background, so I can look at the global things and from different perspective. You know, I like it actually, in and I use it in my creative work.
So do you have a favorite director? Were you able to see director films? Did you have a favorite director?
You know, when I start to think about that, you know, so actually I'm, to tell the truth, you know, so I love not like my favorite director. I love from creative perspective the type of films, like adventure films with a really deep creative and unique idea behind of that. And I really like, if you speak about cartoons, I love how they play in Zootopia. I love how they tweak the reality, and I feel that this is a really best case, and maybe the best one. I also listen the making of story of it, and I realized that the creative team, director, and the producers were ready to change the story even on the last writing stages, and it's really impressed me. And if you speak about movies, I really love, I remember that I was completely blown away by Pirates of Caribbean. It sounds not very fresh now, but I realized that they did something really amazing. You know, a lot of people over the world were so involved in this story. You know, they loved Captain Jack Sparrow, and you know, so it's, I feel that this is a really great success, and it's not so easy because, you know, drama has always ace up its sleeves, you know, so the dramatic content, but how to create entertaining content with so deep ideas and so interesting and not flat, you know, so it's like I always love such type of films, so, and that is why I play, as I told, I play in a kids content industry where it's possible to make adventure stories all every time, every day.
Yeah. And when we were talking about the Criterion Collection, I mean, I just wanted to just share, like, I really like The Color of Pomegranates by Sergei Pargajanova. And I just want to just really
quickly
that. And then, because he also did Our War and Peace. And I also wanted to ask you, The Letter Never Sent by Mikhaila Kozlov. I don't know if I said that right, but The Letter Never Sent reminds me of The Bicycle Thief, the Italian film, like those type of films. So like, you guys have some beautiful, beautiful films.
Yeah.
And
for sure. You know, so I have a lot of favorite films from my childhood from the Soviet style, you know, so I feel that it was completely different angles. And you're right, it's like European type of feature films. They're different, you know, they have another story. I love French feature films a lot. They have a so special touching of their mentality. And the Italian one, they are, Fellini made really something special. I'm sorry, it's my dog. She will interrupt me.
The French one about the samurai, that guy, oh my god, I forget the name of it wrong, but I want to love it. But you're talking Fellini. La Dolce Vita still reminds me today because it was about the paparazzi and all the celebrities and the bourgeois, how the bourgeois live and how they're just like able to play games in that big castle, and that guy's a paparazzi and he doesn't want to be in that like normal 9-to-5 life because it's just not fun, but they have so much fun and like get to do all these things. But my cousin's actually a world famous photographer in Naples, Italy, Ciro Giobotta. he's not a paparazzi, but he does weddings too. So it's I love those films. So I want to ask you, everyone's asking like, well, how did she start? Does she draw? How did she start? Like, how did you start? Did you start drawing as a kid, or how did you get more and more interested in animation?
You know, so my story is a little bit not like smooth path. So, you know, I started my career as a writer and presenter for radio shows in evening and morning prime time. I was quite young, and it was the possibility to create something and to bring something my own to the really big audience. But then I was gripped by the world of film industry, and I successfully produced more than 100 commercials for 7 years as a producer. And from one hand, it looks like my pathing away from the creative, you know, the creative path. But from other hand, it was very exciting, challenging, and hugely important experience, because, you know, before I was just a creative person, not so well organized, very romantic. But after that experience, I've got how to be a well organized showrunner, how the business industry works, how to apply production and creative teams, how to speak with them, how to make a presentations. But maybe the best, you know, like gift from that period was the possibility to rub shoulders with the giants of creative industry from all over the world. Because, you know, we worked a lot for the Russia, but as well for the brands and clients from all over the world. And we invite creative producers and directors of photography, very famous, you know, with the big names. And for me, I was quite young. It was so great possibility to understand how they work in reality, not in live show, you know, I mean, not in on TV, but in life,
it's
every
a real
day.
Experience, like hands-on experience.
Yeah, and you know, so I usually, and it's very interesting people, and they became to be my friends, you know, so it's like, and now in my show, I will tell a little bit later, I realize how to make acquaintance with completely new people very quickly, because can you imagine, this is a new show, advertising, you meet them, very famous for a director from, I don't know, from Paris, and this is the first time you meet with him, but in 2 days, you should shoot something really exciting, so you just have, I don't know, like 2 minutes in a taxi to tell, hello, my name is Olga, let's do something really exciting. What we have, what we want, you know, so it's like you should learn how to deal with the people with different mentalities. So it was really exciting and useful for me, for my experience, what I have now, and for my daily work today. And, you know, so all the experience and all that conversation with the creative people, and actually they shared with me that there is no tested solution, actually, if you would like to create something unique. And even very great director shared with me that, you know, so I invited my creative method for a long years, and now it's unique, but I combined it with different styles. And, you know, so I realized that you just need to be brave enough to try the first steps and to create something new, your own, you know, so it's like to tell that I believe in that. And here we are, one day all together with partners, you know, we was brave enough to open the company, which creates a kids content for worldwide audience globally. And we started from books and apps, because it was, to tell the truth, it was the easiest way how to play with kids' content, how to play with storytelling. And it was not so, you know, it's not so, how to tell, it's not so expensive, you know, so just to try, because, you know, when you are just the beginner, you need to be sure that your ideas is really right. But quite quickly, our books became prominent in Ukraine, and we formed a bigger partner, Filmier Group, from Ukraine. And 3 years ago, we created our first animation concept based on the most popular book series, which was already published in China, in Russia, in Ukraine, and was very popular. And we created the first animation concept, and to understand, are we on the right way or not? Because, you know, so it's like my mom could love it, but, you know, my friends could love it, but what the industry will tell about that. So our first step to test it was to apply this first concept to all animation festival in Europe. So we were brave enough to put it everywhere. And can you imagine, Marilyn, to our surprise, we made finalists all of the festivals. it's very, you know, so we were so surprised, you know, so I thought that maybe one festival or two, but, you know, so we put applies for 8 festivals and everybody told, yes, we love it. You are in shortlist. I speak about Cartoon Forum in Toulouse, a festival in Annecy, MIFA, Cartoon 360 Production Animation Days in Stuttgart and even in Ottawa Film Festival. So we realized that, oh my God, we're on the right way, you know, so, and it sounds like a dream. And from that perspective, I thought that now the doors of famous industry will open, you know, for us. But as you know, all stories has its ups and downs. And our first series, this concept was really successful on the old festivals, but didn't find broadcasters very quickly. And that moment I realized that this is a huge industry with its rules and it's a big competition and you should be very, very experienced and you should know the rules and the tasks. And usually this experience, you should pay really high payments, you know, so your time, your experience, your nervous, your crying, your money. But just in case if somebody listened to me and would like to make a first steps for kids TV shows and create the content, I can advise that if you play with the kids content for television, please remember that there is 3 target audiences for you. Kids itself, parents with remote controls in their hands, and broadcaster, which already have a lot of content which was created before you, you know, so, and you're in competition with old shows, not on the festival, within just new, just born shows, but with everything which was created before you. But Marilyn, you know, it was the challenge, but after that, you know, so we analyzed everything.
You won all these festivals. You did great in all these festivals. That's amazing.
Not all. You know, maybe on 5 of them, it was really great because the people, the top high top people from industry, from Disney Channel, from another really famous company, you know, so helping me, coaching me and helping me with advice how to make my first speeches. And it was really, really friendly start for the industry. And I've met there, you know, on that festival, I've met a lot of people who immediately start to be my friends. I realized that I love the industry. I love the people who create that, you know, so I feel like a newbie a little bit in this industry. But from other hand, I realized that all these people very close to all production people, you know, so it's very close to the people who doing something. Content, programs, animations, they are very, have something similar in the inside of them. And you know, all that experience helped me 2 years ago in inventing completely new idea for a new show. And this original new idea had a very quick and successful start, you know, so, and I realized that you should have some maybe not so successful experience just to learn, to understand how everything is going on, and after that you have a chance to create something new, you know, so please don't give up if you have, you know, I would like to tell everybody, please don't give up if you have something, if you made something first time and the result is not so great. Just keep moving, you know, it's not so easy, but maybe the next steps will be really successful. When I speak about Quick Start and I speak about show Brave Bunnies, you know, the very first presentation for the World Wild Society happened 2 years ago in Toulouse Cartoon Forum. And immediately after the presentation, a lot of broadcasters came to me and told that they love show, that this is exactly what they are looking for. And I've got that. I've made this lesson. I've made this lesson. I know what they need, you know. And we found a co-creative partner from Spain, and company based in Mexico, in Madrid, and Elsa. In the very first steps, we found distributor, Oscar-nominated company, Aardman. For sure, you know, the famous film, Sheep the Shaun. So I really love what they're doing, and this is really great creative and this distributor company, and Elsa, big licensing partners, we involve into the project, like a Spin Master or Penguin Book. So it's a really global companies. And then that moment, we've got that something really unique, commercial, and interesting we've got in our hands. You know, that idea really was to play with that. But, you know, after that, I realized to find all partners is just a half of the work. After that, you should just create amazing content. You know, there's 52 episodes for the kids. And, you know, all these 2 years we spent all together with my absolutely amazing, talented team from all over the world doing that. And 1 month ago, we finalized 52 episodes, 7 minutes. And meanwhile, the show is already running in plenty of big countries such as Australia, UK, Germany, Italy, Ukraine, Finland, Israel, South Korea, and we're looking for more launches. I still feel it as a big, exciting surprise. And for the moment, I can even share with you that we are still waiting for the launch in USA.
Oh, that's amazing. So you, yeah. So you went from like one idea that did well in festivals, but didn't grow wings to come to TV show. But this new idea was loved instantly. And they say if you don't get it right in the first time, the second one or the third one usually works. So congratulations. Brave bunnies. Go brave bunnies.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We have a long line, Brave Bunnies Away, and I hope that we will have a launch in USA very soon, and your audience will be, you know, will see it. And actually, the idea very simple of this show, that a family of brave bunnies, they live in Carrot Valley, but one day they decide to be brave enough and to meet new friends outside, and they jump to the bunny bus and start their journey. And in every series, they meet new friends, new animals. But, as I told you, I love the creative idea with the deep philosophy on the background. So every new animal, it's not just animal, not like bunnies meet giraffe or squirrel. No, this is the unique kid's character with its own background, with lifestyles, characters, traits, emotions. And we actually feel and hope that our show helps kids to accept and celebrate diversity of this world, and especially in this after lockdown or lockdown period, it helps them to meet another kids and to know how to speak if somebody is a little bit different than you. And we teach it, you know, how to find a common ground. And I put all my experience with that, you know, directors from all over the world, how to immediately to be friends, how to find a common ground, because I feel that such type of experience really help people in their life in the future. So this is the story. And, you know, so if I have a second, you know, so another minute, you know, I would like to tell that, to share that it was very exciting, the production period, because we played, you know, so we played in 5 countries on 3 continents. Our director from UK, Tim Feuerbach, our head writer from Canada, John Van Bruggen, and animation made in Spain and controlled from Mexico. So we play all type of diversity, you know, lost in translation, time difference, different national mentality, you know, so it's like, and we are like brave bunnies, just jump to it. And everybody loved this philosophy, and everybody tried to put something into this idea, celebrate the diversity of this world, and finding a common ground for creative playing. So
yeah, this is, that's beautiful.
This is the story.
That is so beautiful. That's amazing. And this is your idea that you wrote, right? You also are you
writing? Yeah. I created and wrote the first concept, but of course, you know, so finally we need really bigger team, creative team to play with that, writers, and I just control the creative lines. I have in mind all characters, what I would like, how I would like to play with them. I have a psychology graduation on my background, so it's helped a lot to keep, you know, to create so many characters. In the first season, we have 50 different characters, and but you know, everybody, you know, everybody, our director, head writer, writers bring a lot to the show.
Oh, that's amazing. So where can they find Brave Bunnies? Is it like, where is it streaming at or playing at, so that our audience listening can check it out, especially if they have kids?
You know, so unfortunately, we are planning, or fortunately, we are planning our YouTube channel will be on air only in autumn, you know, so it's a very new show. But I hope that in US, you can follow us in Facebook and you can see the trailer, and in Instagram, just put Brave Bunnies and you will find it very easy. And I hope that launch in USA will come in soon, really.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, it's so exciting. So a girl from the Ukraine is now watching Winnie the Pooh with his deep voice. It's probably now having all kind of cute characters like, hi, everybody, hello, with Brave Bunny. So, you know, if you need any voiceovers, think of me.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, because it's a challenge, like my kids' podcast, like, you know, like, because you get, it's global. And like, if you're seeing that, like, I mean, Japan loves it. So I'm so grateful to Japan. So like, I try to add, like you said, like different people, different cultures. I'm Italian. So just adding that, they love it. They love songs and dances. They love educational and they love all kind of animals. And it's very hard to get something. Even if you're hitting number one around the world, you're getting the meetings. But like you said, it takes like the right combination. So I'm glad. I'm so happy for you. I'm cheering you on. I'm cheering for your success and Brave Bunnies. I mean, I can't wait to see it, you know.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, so I have a very, very new news, you know, so I can share it, you know, so finally with your audience. And this is maybe the very, for me, it's really break honor that in UK during the first 2 months we are our show Brave Bunnies number one in among the audience for 6 years old kids on the channel Milkshake. And I realized number one in the country with my favorite hero, Winnie the Pooh, you know. So it's like, I feel like, oh my God, it's impossible.
So you're number one. It's called Milkshake. The channel's called Milkshake.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Milkshake. Mm-hmm.
Is it a streaming channel?
You know, no, this is the biggest channel in for kids. You know, this is the Nickelodeon. I feel that this is a Nickelodeon channel, but for the kids in UK. And this is the biggest one. And I feel that this is the best home for Brave Bunnies in UK. We are so happy to have them as a broadcaster there.
Oh, and congratulations. You're on Milkshake Nickelodeon. Amazing. Yeah. Nickelodeon is so wonderful. They have so many great shows. And now they have Brave Bunnies on their channel. I'm just so excited. And I know our audience is excited. And they're so happy to learn about your journey to become this amazing producer. You did over 100 commercials producing. And then you did your first animation that went to film festivals, the top 8 film festivals. And then your second idea, bam, hit number one. That's an amazing, amazing. And where can our audience, you said they can check you out on Instagram and Facebook, right? Under Brave Bunnies?
Yeah, the Brave Bunnies, you know, so it's quite simple and brave name. So it's really easy to remember. So just type and it'll be, you know, so this is the only title, you know, the only pages with such type of title.
Oh, well, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, Olga, and it's an amazing that you are coming to us all the way from Ukraine with your successful number one kids show, Brave Bunnies. Check it out, Milkshake, on Nickelodeon, and our Instagram and Facebook. Olga, thank you so much for being with us today on Filmatics.
Thank you very much, Marilyn, for having me today. It was a great pleasure, and I hope that somebody inspired somebody from your audience, you know, to make something really great in their life. And thank you for all your interviews. I listened to them and inspired about all these stories very much. So thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing all our stories we get, right? We love it, and our audience loves it. So that's why I do it. And if our audience can be so kind to take a minute to hit the subscribe and give us 5 stars, and even in the summary description, if you can click our YouTube channel, that'll help us a lot. We're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great day, and wherever you're at, be healthy and safe. And until next time, check out our podcast. This one is Olga. Olga, can you say your last name again?
Cherepanova.
Thank you so much. We had a great day with you. Bye, everyone.